All right, I'd like to welcome everyone to this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this sizzling September 8th, 2022. Beth?
Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Here.
Let the record show, Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
All right, moving on to approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion? I move we approve the agenda as presented. Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Yeah?
All right, Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have a motion or is there anything anybody needs to pull?
I move we approve the consent calendar as presented.
I second that motion. Thank you, Director Garcia. Jeff?
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
There are no presentations, so we're moving on to the General Manager's report. Good evening, General Manager.
Good evening, Madam Chair and members of the board and the public. I have a couple of items, then I'll defer to Lori. She's got some more items to report on. Just wanted to keep you up to date on the Clearland property. I was in touch with our agent, Sandra Wick, and the potential buyer has been communicating with her. They're still going through their due diligence. They've had a recent plan check by the county. They said things are going rather slowly coming back from the county. They just got their comments from fire, and so they're looking for things to be accelerated after the new year, so we're looking at more activity in February, and hopefully this thing will wrap up the early part of the year. So it's still very positive, the fact that we're this far down the road, so I'm encouraged by that, and I'll keep the board apprised as to the progress of the sale of that property. Youth groups are starting as school gets back. They're preparing to start the youth academy, and they'll be opening up shortly thereafter the teen center. And they're preparing their curriculum, and they're in the process of recruiting new members for the academy for this coming year. I'm very pleased to announce that we have been the recipient of another $40,000 grant from Koshland, who continue to support this program. We thank them very much, and kudos to Randy for doing such an outstanding job with that program. It makes funding warranted. The San Francisco Foundation/Koshland has been very pleased with the academy and what it's done and the impact it's had on our community and our children, our kids, youth in the program. So very, very happy to announce that fact. With that, Lori has additional information. Lori?
Thank you, Junior Manager, and good evening, everyone. I hope everyone is staying cool. It was a nice, hot Labor Day weekend to end our 2022 Ambrose Aquatic Center season. We had a great partnership with East Bay Regional Park to provide our community was really a safe and fun summer at the Ambrose Aquatic Center. With some numbers, we had over 4,500 paying customers. We sold 195 season passes, that's youth and adults, between the Memorial and Labor Day. We provided swim lessons to 372 youth ages 6 to 12 years old. We offered 2 weekly aquatic camps. We had 6 during our Rexham birthday party events. And then we did 5 after-hour private rentals after the pool closed. We had a great summer. We're excited things people are coming back out and doing in-person family things, and we're looking forward to adding additional programming for our 2023 season. The update on the Lindbrook Playground installation, our tentative date for it to be started is the end of October, beginning of November. We're waiting for back-ordered equipment to arrive so the contractor can install it. Once they start, it basically will take 2 to 3 weeks, and we anticipate our grand opening at the end of November. I will continue to update you basically monthly on the project timeline. So hopefully it stays just like that. For the new park, we have our community meeting scheduled for Saturday, September 24th, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., and this will be at the park. We have the meeting posted on our social media. We're going to be doing an email blast next week. Next week we'll post at the park and in neighboring areas about this event. And once the design is approved, hopefully to the board by our October meeting, we will order the playground and anticipate, if there's no delays, a February installation and a March grand opening. Also, to give you an update on the parks at the Ambrose Community Park, the demo is completed for the burnt bocce building. It is shored up, the retaining wall is being shored up right now, so we're in the process of getting some quotes to repair the retaining wall so that hill doesn't come down. We are scheduling our volleyball camp our soccer camp, first of all, will begin September 20th through October 6th for ages 5 to 12 years old, and then we're scheduling our volleyball camp November 1st through the 17th. We will also be sponsoring with the Contra Costa County Health Services and several businesses and organizations the Ambrose Garden Harvest Day, which will be Saturday, September 17th, 10 to 12:30. It's going to be a great day with interactive learning, activities, crafts. I think they're doing composting tutorials. They'll have a meditation space and lots more scheduled. This is a free event. And again, we are marketing that on our social media and doing an email blast as well. So hopefully we'll have a great turnout for that event. Let's see, currently working on our holiday event this year with Randy at the Teen Center and Alondra Mercado, who is our new Academy Director at our Youth Academy. We are in discussion of a Halloween event bash at the Ambrose Community Center with a tentative date of Friday, October 28th. As soon as that is finalized, we'll be sending you flyers and giving you updates via email. And for our Christmas holiday season, we are planning on an in-person event this year, which I'm really excited about. We like to bring back Breakfast with Santa, which typically has been on the first Saturday of December. And we are anticipating or hoping and planning an in-person Easter extravaganza event, which is typically held on the Saturday before Easter. So that's some of the events we're working on and some of the updates on our parks and our pool. Any questions?
I have a question. This is Eva.
Yes,
are you going to be doing the Christmas tree lighting ceremony?
We're in discussion with that. We might work that as Christmas tree lighting combined with the Breakfast of Santa in the morning and light it, and then Santa comes in.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Anything else? Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Anything else on general manager?
That concludes our report.
Madam Chair, I do have a question for the general manager.
Yes.
Trustee Tillerson? Thank you. Doug, is there a person who's doing like barbecuing at the Clearland property? Because I've been seeing that. I'm not sure. I think it's in our property. And I'm just checking whether that you know about it and if they are allowed to do that and there's no issue with the county on it.
Yeah, just a quick answer that I'm not aware of any permits parents or any permission that has been given by the district to have anybody do any barbecuing at the Clarendon. So we'll follow up with that and make contact with the person or persons and ensure that we're complying with all the district rules.
Okay. Thank you. I've noticed it a couple of times when I was driving by, and I think they're selling chicken, rotisserie chicken or something like that. So I just want to be sure that we're in compliance since it's our property. Thank you very much. We're looking into it.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. All right, folks, we're moving on. There are no legal council reports this evening, so we're moving on to public communication. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the records at the discretion of the Board Chair. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time?
There is not.
Jeff? All right, I'm closing public communication at this time and bringing it back up to the board. Moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should inform the chair of their desire to speak upon the chair's request for public comment. Upon recognition from the chair, the speaker should identify themselves and limit his or her comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. If, due to technical difficulties, the Board of Directors is unable to hear the speaker's comments, then the chair may request the speaker to discontinue the call and call in again. Our first item of business is consider authorizing the general manager to execute a contract in the amount of $44,750 with Specific Site Management to install an irrigation system at Ambrose Park. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment on this item at this time?
No, there's not.
All right, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. General Manager, sir?
Yes, I had informed the board that we would need to do this project. We knew this was going to be necessary after the replacement of the storm drain out there. When they did the demolition on that, they had to destroy the pretty much dilapidated irrigation system at the lower part of Ambrose Park. The project includes that swatch that's next to the pool on the outside near the handicap parking area. It goes all the way out next to the Lions Den and beyond next to the playground. So it's a pretty big area for a new irrigation project. It's a pretty big in scope. We advertised for a request for proposals, and we did get one. Fortunately, we got one from a vendor that we're very well aware of. It's our company that takes care of our parks with us, so it was pretty easy to do our due diligence with that, and we actually know them very well, and so it was easy to make the determination that they were had a qualified bid. You'll notice that the $44,750 was less than I thought that we would come into this project. So I think we're fortunate with that. You can see some of the cost is offset by some of the savings that we realized from the Lynn Park playground. As part of this, we're asking the board to reaffirm those funds to this project. So. With that, I'm
going
to answer any questions.
Do I have any, let's start with Director Tollerson. Any questions for the general manager on this?
My question is, since this was awarded to the Lindbrook Playground Replacement, that it's okay for us to use it for this, for the Ambrose Park. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you for that question. So you won't be confused. If you do remember, the board is contributing additional funds for the Lynbrook Park project, somewhere in the neighborhood of I think $84,000. I can't remember the name of the right number. So we do have state funding, and to your point, Director Torlakson, we would not be able to use those funds for another project. But this is not the funds that we're talking about. These are the funds that the district had allocated in addition to the state funding, so we could have a nice project over there. I think that the board was interested in providing a nice project for, especially with the community input, so they decided to contribute additional funding. So part of that is district funds that will be reassigned. So as you know, we have unassigned and assigned funding. The unassigned sits there, and the board can allocate that money as it chooses. This money was actually assigned, and that's why we're including in the motion to reassign that to the project at Ambrose Park.
Okay, thank you very much for the clarification.
You bet.
Torres, do you have any questions for the general manager?
No, not at the time. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Director Garcia, how about you?
No questions.
Right. I don't either. So do I have a motion?
I move we authorize the general manager to execute a contract in the amount of $44,750 with Pacific Site Management to install an irrigation system at Ambrose Park.
Thank you, Director Carson. Do I have a second?
Madam Chair, point of order, I do need the entire motion to be made that would include the reassignment of the bonds.
Oh, okay. Where does that show? Okay.
It's in the recommendation.
I move that we authorize the general manager to execute a contract in the amount of $44,750 with Pacific Site Management to install an irrigation system at Ambrose Park. Additionally, we authorize the reassignment of the $28,520 surplus fund left over from the Lindbrook Playground Replacement Project to the Ambrose Park Irrigation
System. I have a second.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you. Is there any way, whoever's job that is, they can mute themselves? Kind of hard. Thank you, Director Garcia. Yes?
Yes. Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Moving on. Consider approving the final 2021-2022 operating budget. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment on this item at this time? Yes?
There is not.
All right, I'm closing it to the public, bringing it back up to the board. Are you going to be handling this one, Jeff?
Yeah, I could take it. Let's see, let me try to share my screen. One sec. Can everyone see that? Okay, everyone can see that? Hoping?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so this is the final budget for 2021-2022. So this was more of a maintenance year, I would say. We did a lot of fixing up of the community center, so you'll notice some of our expenses are a little higher than normal. So I'll start here with the income. So property taxes, we actually received $30,000 more than last year. For monthly rentals, it's a little higher than last year. It includes the county's renewed lease, and also the billboard rent went up also. Going down. So the pool did very well, but the pool still cost us approximately $74,000 to operate this year. So the youth services grant and the Bay Point Youth Academy grant that we received from Koshaland and San Francisco Foundation will be carried over into this fiscal year. Any unused? For capital projects, the Lindbergh project, we did pay for everything up front, but we will get reimbursed for the per capita grants portion once the project is complete. So we won't see that until this fiscal year. The reserve funds, as he mentioned, we were under budget, so that will be going towards the irrigation project. And then Anuta project, that will be completed this fiscal year, so it's just going to be moved over to this fiscal year. So that's income. Okay, for expenses, scroll down. No conferences attended this year, so we saved a little bit on that. Down. So building repairs at Ambrose Park, that's including the bocce building board up, which we should be getting reimbursed for. Let's see from down here.
From our...
For a portion of that. Yes, from our insurance. Correct. Equipment rental, so that's including a brush cutter rental for the weed abatement at Ambrose Park. So center building maintenance, so this includes restroom maintenance, painting of the community center, water. So we did have a leak, but I am working with Golden State Water for a possible leak adjustment. So hopefully soon we will see something, a credit back on that account. Okay, for vehicle repairs, so this includes replacing brakes and shocks for the Ford and a catalytic converter for the utility truck, so it is higher than normal there. And as we all noticed, the gas price spike, so you notice that here, so from 5,000 to 9,000, so hopefully that goes down. We were able to save water for Boger and Tradewinds. So if you notice that Tradewinds is actually half, almost half of what it was last year. And Boger was at 4,000 compared to the 7,000. Ambrose Pool, so the staff was a little higher. This is the first time we've opened the pool since the pandemic, first full season. Supplies, so we had to replace stolen items and startup supplies for the new concession stand, so it's all included there. Maintenance and repairs for the pool, so includes vacuum diagnostic and repairs and a pump rental and maintenance for the pump. Okay, so again, for the grants, those are going to be carried over into this fiscal year. So recreation grants, this is a little confusing. So $4,941 went towards free swim lessons, so that is actually showing in our income. We did have $5,051 left that will be carried over into this fiscal year, which would be used for the swim lessons, for free swim lessons. The Kaiser grant, we had a little bit more left to use for this fiscal year. Keller, they were all used. $1,600 went towards the aquatic day camp. As mentioned before, the Lindbergh project will be reimbursed once the project is complete, and our reserve funds was under budget. And then capital fund, this includes tree maintenance, a new basketball hoop, bus bar repair, which was for our solar. Fencing for new restrooms at Ambrose Park, new concessions, stand appliances, water heater replacements. And then for the irrigation project. This is for the irrigation design here, 4450. And that's it. Any questions?
Okay. Why don't we start with Director Fullerton? Do you have any questions for Jessica?
Hi, Jessica. Great job on this, by the way.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you putting all this together.
I try.
this is a lot of work. I have a question. The unassigned reserve, which is on the last page.
Yes.
Is that what we have left over in total? That's it, what we have from all the reserves that we have? Is that what it's showing?
No. The unassigned reserve is what we will be adding into it. So this would be, the profit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. So altogether, how much is our reserve?
Let me look right now.
I know we've been using a lot of it for our projects, and I really appreciate,
right.
Let me take
a quick look.
Yeah. But I remember the auditor reminding us to look into it.
So right now we have 298,000.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's my...
All right. Director Skoros, do you have any questions for Jessica?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, Jessica, just again, thank you so much for putting together this presentation. It looks really great, and my only question, out of curiosity, I was just wondering why it was less money at Tradewinds and Boger Parks this year compared to last year in regards to the water. I'm just curious of that change of that we saw from last year to this year.
It was water savings. Oh, Doug, did you want to take that?
That's okay. I'm just doing it from a maintenance perspective. We have systems that needed attention up there. Every once in a while, we'll have something go wrong up there. Those parts are being visited quite frequently, but if there's a leak, it won't show itself for a couple of days, and it can get rather expensive. Tradewinds, there are battery-operated timers, and sometimes the batteries go dead, and the default is 7 days a week watering. So we've kind of shored up all this maintenance thing and made great strides in keeping the water bill much cheaper, and that's working with Pacific Site Management to help with that. So I think that's the best explanation. We've asked them to cut back and be a little bit more diligent with water too. I think the public can tolerate a little bit of brown in the grass, realizing that we're trying to save on a precious commodity like water. So that's kind of the tactic we've been taking.
Thank you so much for that explanation. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, that's it. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Bastia.
No, I don't have any questions. Thank you for working so hard on this budget, and it looks really good. I'm pleased. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Jeff, I have some questions.
Okay.
I do recognize that gas went up quite a bit, but that's a huge jump. It's just shy of 100% jump, and gas didn't go up that much. So what actually accounts for that?
It's usually 5,000, so it's... all I could say, I think it's the gas prices. They turn in their gas receipts, and it could be just driving off to get parts, but what I've noticed is just gas prices.
I don't mean to belabor it, but gas prices
right.
went up 20%, which is a lot, but this is like I said, it's just shy of 100%.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand that. Also, on the lifeguard for the Amber School expenses, the staff,
I thought that the extra lifeguards that we had, they were paid for by East Bay Regional Park District. So why do we have so much more in staff costs?
Lori did still use her own staff for the concession stands, cashiers, and some lifeguards.
And for the cashier and the concession stand
mm-hmm.
staff. And then we used, we rotated staff for that to Pittsburgh.
So is it just a matter, Lori, and just of us recognizing what we needed in that fund because we hadn't had the snack stuff open before? You know what I mean? Like when we came up with that $2,000 bucket, is it just a matter of us not recognizing that we're going to need more money in that bucket?
Well, no, because we do have a cashier. All they did was lifeguard we brought to East Bay Regional Parks. They did no maintenance. They did no concessions or no cashiering. So we had to bring staff in to cover those positions.
I don't think I was really clear. What I'm saying is normally when Jeff does like a budget, we're pretty dead on, you know? Not often that we have something so off like this. And I'm just saying what accounts for that? What were we not accounting for that made it
$11,500
more. I'm pretty good at the budget, so that's why I'm wondering. The other is, I don't have any of my old budgets years ago, but I'm just wondering just how come it is that we don't have a line item for that $298,000 reserve that May was asking you about, Director Culliksen. Why isn't it represented somewhere on here so that it's clear to see?
Go ahead.
Yes, sir?
Yeah, just so the board's clear about this, what you're looking at is the operating budget. This is the functioning budget that we use to pay our bills. Our reserves are not shown in here because they're generally set aside for bigger projects, capital projects we can pull from them. Not only that, is the reserve that she's talking about, the unassigned reserve, that doesn't account for the rainy day fund, is that correct,
right,
Jessica?
Correct.
Is actually assigned. So the board in its policy a few years ago decided to set, I think it was 20% or 18% of the budget, actually it was 18 or 20% of the income budget aside for a rainy day fund. And so again, those are assigned funds. Those have been assigned and cannot be moved without board action. So what you're asking for is something outside of the operating budget. And that's usually provided during the audit. You can see it then. And if the board wanted information about that periodically, we could just do that as a separate report, but it would be separate from the operating budget that the board sees on a monthly basis.
Thank you, General Manager. Yeah, I don't remember when we used to get a budget that had everything. And I know it was not just, I don't believe that we had to wait for the audit. Maybe Director Garcia, Director Bullock can answer that. But there would be times throughout the year that we would get a budget that showed everything so that we could see, like we could see our rainy day fund. But what I'm hearing you say, General Manager, is that in order for me to see that, I'd have to go back to the audit report. Am I hearing you right?
Yes. That's generally when we share unassigned and assigned funds. You can see it there. I mean, we always have that available. The board can always make a simple phone call to Jessica and find out that information. Since we've been just doing it, working with the board under our operational budget, that's what you see. But if the board was so inclined to want to see additional reports of the unassigned and assigned reserves. They're fairly static, but we can share that with you as the board requests.
Yeah, and I actually want to acknowledge that I often have questions that are outside what's reported, and Jessica is always really awesome, takes my call and answers all my questions. So thank you for bringing that up, General Manager, because she's certainly very generous with her time and her talent. But that's all the questions that I have, and thanks so much for making this really easy to understand, Jeff. I really appreciate it a lot.
Thank you.
All right, people, do I have a motion?
Oh, I move we approve the final 2021-2022 operating budget.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Jeff?
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Okay, we do not have a public hearing, no closed session. Moving on to committee reports, board comments and items for next month's agenda. Each board member is given the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Director Ferguson, what say you?
Well, first of all, I am very happy that we will have the same people on the board next year. Considering with what happened with the candidate, for filing candidacy was met by all three members of the board and no one else applied for it. So, and we are also going to save the district some money because there will be no election. So I'm very happy about that. And I want to let you know that we will be joining that event, the Harvest Day event. The Bay Point Garden Club will be there. To join me. And I'm looking forward to also the Anuta Park discussion. If it's okay, and I don't know if this is the place to ask for it, I'm sort of active with Nextdoor.com, and I know that we do not have an Ambrose Rec and Park District profile in it. I would go ahead and post that on my own, just to the posters that are being put on our website, and I'm asking permission on that from the board or from the staff, if that's okay. I wanted to let people know that is happening, and I see a lot of people go to nextdoor.com for that information.
What do you think, General Manager? Does she need our?
No, I don't think it takes any board action to put things on social media. It's relatively mainstream like that, so I think we're capable of doing that. From an administrative perspective.
Are you saying, Doug, that you will do it, or you want me to do it?
Well, you can do it, providing information on there. You can give the information to Lori, and Lori can take care of it for you.
The information is actually coming from you.
Right, so you want to have it put on Nextdoor. Lori, are we capable of doing that?
Yes, a lot of cities do not do that because they could have something you're doing and you could get negative comments and have no control of the negative comments that are on there. So I know quite a few cities, people that work for cities, do not use Nextdoor because false information can be put up. You put the information on, they can amend it and put false information on some of the information you post.
So would it be would it be then more wise to just have May do it as a private citizen?
I would suggest that, yes. But as far as the Ambrose Recreational Park District doing a next door, I personally, working with the other cities, wouldn't advise it. But again, it's whatever the board would like to do.
Yeah, what I've noticed is that they have like the Pittsburgh sheriff, they have a community person from Pittsburgh who puts stuff in there. I think the MAC puts stuff in there too. But I was thinking if we don't want to be involved with nextdoor.com, I'd be happy to do it. I just want to be sure that I am okay, and that's okay with with everybody, because supposedly in our bylaws, a board member cannot speak on, you know, for the whole board or something. So I just want to be sure that I'm in compliance with an Ambrose district.
You can actually...
May, do you have clarity after having listened to what the general manager had to say?
So the clarity is for me, it's okay for me to post the poster on nextdoor.com.
Yep.
Okay. That's it. That's all I need. Thank you very much.
Okay, of course. Director Perez.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First and foremost, I just want to give a lot of thanks and appreciation to Lori and Doug. Thank you so much for giving us the breakdown about the pool. Sounds like there's a lot of kids or maybe even young adults who got a chance to learn how to swim this summer. That's great. Definitely sounds like there's a lot of use of the pool. I know it's not the pool itself isn't a huge moneymaker. However, what, you know, the services it provides to the community is definitely invaluable. So it's great to hear like these numbers. Hopefully next year we could surpass that. But nonetheless, like hearing that over 300 people got swim lessons is a huge positive. So thank you for sharing that information. And I'm just really, excited about the future of Ambrose Park, hearing that there's going to be some irrigation happening there. It's what the community's been asking for. So thank you so much for those updates. Secondly, I think that it's super important while we're still meeting on Zoom that, you know, like we keep that Zoom etiquette, and that includes making sure that, you know, someone, whether it's the host or someone who's on the call themselves, to make sure that they're muting themselves, because it does become a little bit distracting to hear some of those background noises. So let's please make sure that we all keep that in mind. Otherwise, I think switching over to Zoom has been such a blessing over the past year and a half since we switched over. And tonight, again, proves another point as far as why it was important to switch over to Zoom, because, you know, we got to see the budget, and that's so important to do that visually. I just want to say that it's been a privilege and an honor to serve on the board of directors for Ambrose Recreation and Park District. It's been an honor and privilege to serve my community. It's something that myself and people in this community have definitely have been wanting a voice on the board. Hearing that, you know, we're not going to have an election this year, we're saving money, is great. You know, anytime that there's not money being spent is always a good thing. However, I am disappointed that our colleague, Director Lopez Garcia, has missed, at this point now, 7 meetings this year. And I think that these should be addressed at some point, because if, you know, we can't have any more gatekeepers in this community. If you're going to take up space and not show up to meetings for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, there should probably be a point to reevaluate if it's something that you want to keep doing. Although I am, happy to hear that we're saving money by not having an election, it's also very disappointing that, you know, one of our colleagues has not showed up 7 times this year, including tonight. Maybe there should be some discussion that that person should continue being on the board of directors and letting someone else in the community serve, someone who could be present every month, or at least not 7 times a year. Again, we're we're already in September, and that's half, more than half of the year already that that person has missed board meetings. With that, I yield my time. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I wanted to mention that on September 24th, it coincides with the NUDA event. It's National Public Lands Day. It's a chance for people across the nation to volunteer in public land. It's a pretty big event. If you'd like to save a national park or national public land, it's a great way to kind of give back and make a difference in those spaces. So I wanted to make sure people knew about that. A lot of the more favored national places have already been full for months now. But there's still some pretty cool places that are kind of local to us that are pretty cool. And I am just thankful to be on this board with all of you. Thank you, Jeff, for the budget. I appreciate it. And Lori and General Manager for a really great meeting. I appreciate it. And with that, I would like to get a motion on closing the meeting until October. Do I have a motion?
I move we adjourn to the October meeting.
Do I have a second? Anybody?
I have a second. I second it.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you, folks. Have a good one. Talk to you next month or see you at the garden.
Stay cool.